我们赞美主，今天早晨再次召聚我们在他面前。
Shall we begin by singing song number 1038?
我们第一首诗歌唱1038首。
We had actually sung it a few minutes ago.
事实上，这首诗歌我们几分钟前有唱过。
And it's a very simple song. It's I was made to praise you.
非常简单的诗歌，就是我们受造是为着献上赞美。
And as I was pondering upon the words of the song, the one phrase that really got my attention is that the word in every circumstance.
当我在思想这首诗歌的歌词的时候，有一句话实在是抓住我，就是在任何境况之下。
You know, thank the Lord that we serve a God that we can indeed truly praise no matter what circumstance we are in, whether it's good or bad.
所以我们感谢赞美神，因为在无论何种情况之下，我们都可以感谢他、赞美他。
And we can do so because we know that the Lord is in control, and because we know that we belong to Him.
我们知道，我们之可以睡这样行，是因为我们的主永远在掌权，我们也是属于我们主的。
You know, the Lord reminds us that nobody can pluck us out of His hands.
我们知道，没有人能够从主的手里把我们夺去。
And for that alone, we can give Him our thanksgiving and praise.
单单为这样，我们就可以感谢他、赞美他。
So this morning, we shall sing together through this hymn.
好，我们今天早晨把这首诗歌一起来唱一遍。
We'll ask our sister to play the intro.
我们请姊妹为我们弹一小段。
Together?
一起来。
I was made to obey you.
Shall we sing through this once again?
我们再把这首诗歌唱一遍。
The next hymn that we shall sing is hymn number 647.
下首诗歌我们唱647首。
It's the title of the hymn is Revive Thy Work, O Lord.
这首诗歌题目是复兴你工作主。
You know, brothers and sisters, so many times when I look at myself and just look at things around me.
弟兄姐妹, 很多时候, 当我看我自己, 看我周遭的事情的时候,
you know how much you know my heart is constantly reminded that how much I need the Lord to continue to revive His work in us and in the church.
所以我的心就常常被这样提醒, 我们何等需要主复兴我们的教会。
Especially, I feel sometimes that we are so forgetful.
我也常常想到说我们实在很健忘。
And we are so prone to wander.
我们很容易就偏离出去。
But yet, you know, we praise and thank the Lord for His faithfulness.
但是我们感谢主, 赞美主, 因为他是信实的。
And that good work that He has begun, He is indeed faithful to complete it.
他既动了这善功, 他也必成就。
So this morning, as we sing through this hymn, you know, may this truly be our prayer.
所以当今天早晨我们唱这首诗歌的时候, 愿这首诗歌真实成为我们的祷告。
That along with the Lord, we may say, you know, revive thy work, O Lord.
我们真是可以向主说, 主啊, 复兴你的工作。
And we shall sing through stanzas 1 and 2 and 5 and 6.
我们唱第一, 第二节和第五, 和第六节。
And we'll sing it together. We'll ask our sister to play the intro.
我们一起来唱, 我们请姊妹用弹一小节。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 赞美你。
Lord, that your presence is here in our midst.
因为你在这里与我们同在。
Lord, this morning, our hearts deep cry to you is that you may revive your work.
主啊，我们今天早晨从心里深处向你的呼求是，求你复兴你的工作。
Lord, in us individually, may we give you our entire being.
愿我们每一个人，我们可以把全人都交给你。
And Lord, in your church, may you revive your work.
愿在你的教会中，你也复兴你的工作。
Lord, give us this desire to hasten your return.
主啊，给我们有这样一个渴望，就是能够加速你的再来。
Lord, so that you may be able to complete that good work that you have begun.
好叫你能够成就那你已经动的善工。
Lord, this morning we once again pray that you will release your words from the throne.
主啊，我们今天早上再次祷告，愿你释放你的话语在我们当中。
Lord, speak to us through our brothers.
主啊，愿你借着弟兄们向我们说话。
Lord, from the youngest to the oldest, once again turn our hearts back toward you.
我们从小到大，我们再一次，我们可以把我们的心转向归回你。
Lord, we truly need you.
主啊，我们实在需要你。
Lord, maybe allow you to do a deeper work in each one of us.
主啊，愿你能够在我们每一个人身上做那更深的工作。
We thank you, we praise you.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We give you all the glory and honor.
我们要把所有的荣耀、尊贵都要献给你。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Give the following time to our brothers.
我们底下时间交给弟兄们。弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先开始我们读一段圣经。
First, let's begin by reading a passage of scripture.
启示录第二章。
The book of Revelation, chapter 2.
二十六节到二十九节。
Verses 26-29.
这主耶稣所说的。
These are the words of Jesus Christ.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他并用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。我又要把诚心赐给他，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 26 And he that overcometh, and he that keepeth my works unto the end,To him will I give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to shivers, as I also have received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have some time of prayer.
时间交在主的手中。主耶稣你是我们的活道，主你是我们的倚靠，主你也是我们的得胜，更是我们的意象。
Father, you are our life, you are overcoming salvation, Lord, and you are our model.
感谢你留我们在这末世，主好让我们来做你的见证。
In these last days, thank you for giving us this opportunity to keep us to be your testimony.
你知道我们的软弱，主啊，我们把下面一段时间也都交在恩主的手中。
You know our weaknesses, and we put this following time into your hands.
求你用大能的手托住我们。
May you guide us with your strength, your power through your hand.
这样祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天早晨我觉得，我想给大家讲一个话题叫得胜者的呼召。
This morning, I'd like to share a topic with brothers and sisters: the call of overcomers.
盼望我们对弟兄姊妹有些鼓励。
I hope to give brothers and sisters an encouragement.
特别是对我自己有鼓励，因为我觉得自己最需要这样子的话题。
And especially to encourage myself, because I know that I myself need to hear this type of a reminder.
我们都知道我们现在所处的什么时代。
We all know the time that we are living in.
我们也都知道主来的时候马上就到。
And we all know that the time of the Lord's return is imminent.
那荣耀的大日马上要临到这个地上。
And the day of glory will soon come.
我们比历史上任何的时代离主来的这段时间都要近。
More so than any other generation in history, we are the closest to the Lord's return.
但是圣经上告诉我们，这段时间也是最黑暗的一段时间。
However, the Bible tells us that this period of time is also the darkest time.
我给大家读一段那个帖撒罗恩加后书啊，使徒保罗啊，告诉啊，鼓励弟兄姊妹一句话，一段话。
I'd like to share an encouragement from the Apostle Paul from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
当时的2000年，当时的圣徒以为主耶稣的日子已经来了。
2000 years ago, the early church believed that the day of the Lord's coming was imminent.
但保罗告诉他们不是这样子的。
But Paul told them this.
帖撒罗尼迦第二章第一节开始。哦不，帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第三节啊，他这样说：人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子之前，必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man beguile you in any wise, for it will not be except the falling away come first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He that opposeth and exalteth himself against all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sitteth in the temple of God, setting himself forth as God.
他是抵挡主高台自己。超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜，甚至坐在神的殿里自称为神。刚才弟兄已经读过了，保罗告诉我们，在主来的之前会出现两件事情。
So Paul tells us that before the Lord's return, two things will happen.
一个就是要离道反教的事情会出现。
First, the things that opposed and exalt himself against God will come.
并且有那个沉沦之子呢会显现出来。我们知道这个沉沦之子，我们读圣经知道那是敌基督者，一个敌基督的会出现。
And then we also know that the person who exalted himself against God, we know that person is the Antichrist will appear.
我想很多弟兄也听过，都感觉到我们现在所处的时代正是这个时代开始的时候。
I think a lot of brothers and sisters may have the feeling that the current days are in these last days as described.
你看这个离道反教的事情比比皆是。
The things that are against God continues to proliferate.
甚至在神的所谓的教会中也都是。大家在接受这些东西。
And even within the church, we are experiencing these forces.
虽然这个敌基督者还没有出现，我相信还没有出现。
Although the Antichrist, I believe, has not yet appeared.
但是敌基督的灵呢，现在在世上正在加速的工作。
But the spirit of the Antichrist is working in this world.
在这个敌基督来之前，那敌基督的灵呢，一定要为他做预备的工作。
And before the coming of the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist prepares for his coming.
当为他预备好了以后，这个不法之人呢，必然显现。
And then when the time is ready, the Antichrist will appear.
我相信我们所看的，就是敌基督的灵在大规模的，比以往更快速的。在我们的环境中做工。
I believe what we see is the spirit of the Antichrist is doing its work in this world.
这就是我们看到这么腐败这么黑暗，在我们当中为什么有这样情形。
And so that's why we see such a dark and corrupt society.
绝对不是简单的政党之争、政治的腐败，或是社会风气的堕落，绝对不是这些，而是背后。有那个邪灵在社会在人心中各个角落在做工。
It's not just social and political forces that can explain the circumstances we're in, but behind it all is the spirit of the Antichrist doing its work.
是非常邪恶的时代。
It's a very corrupt time.
有时候我想到我们听过这样的故事，比如说个传教士到了非洲某个部落，到了南美某个地方去传福音。
We've all heard a story of a missionary who's went to places such as Africa or South America to share the gospel.
他一进到那个地区啊，就感觉到有黑暗的势力控制着整个的地区。
And as soon as they come to this area, they feel the spirit of the Antichrist in that area.
这邪灵呢，在辖制哦，这每家每户的。
And this evil has captured every household.
他们在灵里也受到极大的压迫。
And they experience oppression from the spirit.
然后呢，他们就在主面前，靠着主的宝血哦，大声祷告。
However, before the Lord, by the blood of Christ, they pray loudly.
就发现哦，那个邪灵哦，就被驱散。
And they are set free from that spirit.
然后他们就可以再做主的工。
And then they can do the work for the Lord.
那许多人就能接受主。
And then many will come to know the Lord.
现在我相信这个邪灵弥漫在美国上空。
I believe that this spirit of the Antichrist is here even in the United States today.
而且会越来越严重。
In addition, it will continue to worsen.
我们有的时候想呢，哦，疫情赶快过去，我们恢复原来那种生活。我们敬拜啊，歌颂啊，我们多么希望啊，再回到原来那种情形。
Some of us might think, well, as this pandemic finally begins to go away, we can return to our former habits of meeting together and worshiping.
但是我相信，从911以后啊，整个的情形啊，已经再回不去了，越变越糟。
But in my opinion, even after 9/11, the direction of our country has changed.
神的审判要临到这地上。
God's judgment will come to this earth.
这不法之人的话，快要显露出来。
And the spirit of the Antichrist will come.
所以说，每个弟兄姊妹在这个环境中要遇到极大的挑战。
So brothers and sisters will face many challenges in this type of environment.
现在我们看到是社会上、政治上的。
We might see challenges in society and in politics.
但是的，以后的教会啊，会受到极大的攻击。
But in the future, the church itself may face conflict.
因为敌基督的灵呢，目的是什么？是攻击神的儿女，攻击基督的。
Because the goal of the spirit of the Antichrist is to oppress the church and to oppress Christ.
所以说我们在这个时候，我们一定要警醒，要知道我们在什么样的时代，我们也不要抱一个不切实际的一个想法。
So we need to, in these times, have a realistic view of the times we live in.
我们要预备自己。
And we therefore need to, we need to prepare ourselves.
那么，我们应该怎么预备自己？我们应该怎么应对现在这个时代？
How do we prepare ourselves to encounter this change in society, in this life?
是不是像主耶稣的十一个门徒，当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，全部跑在躲在一个黑房子里，窗户都关得严严的，不敢说话呢？
Are we going to be like the apostles, the disciples of Christ, who upon his arrest fled, and are we going to go inside a room and close the windows and turn off the lights?
或者像主耶稣所说的那个恶仆人，把主给他的银子全部埋在地里。
Are we going to be like the parable of the servant who took the riches from his master and just buried it in the ground?
当主来的时候，把他如数交还给主。
and returns it without any investment back to the Lord.
好像也没有否定过主。
And didn't obey the Lord.
我想主在这个时代对我们的心意啊，不是这样子。
I think that the Lord's calling for us during this time is not this.
我想，我们每个人觉得在这个黑暗的时代，我们能够生存就不错了，我们能够保持现状就不错了。
Maybe our thoughts are in this time, this dark time, if we can just maintain and sustain where we are, that's good enough.
我们能维持一些聚会，一些祷告，啊。就行了。
If we can pray, we can meet together and maintain what we're doing, that's good enough.
但主的心意啊，完全不一样。
But the Lord's heart is very different.
我相信主在这个时代，他对我们的心意是什么？对很多人来说可能很难相信，是叫我们怎么做个得胜者，就得胜。
I think that the call of the heart of the Lord during these times might be unbelievable to some of us, but is to be an overcomer.
主耶稣在地上对他的门徒有许多的呼召。
The Lord has many callings for his disciples on the earth.
先开始遇到彼得，主耶稣说，来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
To Peter, he called him to become not just a fisherman, but a fisher of man.
但主耶稣啊，对教会最后一个呼召是什么？
But what was the last calling that the Lord gave to the church?
就是去得胜。
To be an overcomer.
这写在启示录里。
And this is written in the book of Revelation.
刚才我读的那段。
That we just read.
我想我们的时代跟启示录的时代啊，非常的类似。
Our times are very similar to the times of the book of Revelation.
在那个时代，因为教会受到罗马帝国的逼迫。
At that time, the church experienced the persecution from the Roman Empire.
非常的软弱，非常的低落。
And it was a very weak and low point in church history.
当老约翰坐在拔摩海岛上啊，来想教会的情形的时候，我想他是非常的灰心啊。
When John wrote about the church on the island of Patmos, I think he was probably discouraged.
外边不但有仇敌的逼迫，犹太教的逼迫，而且各种的异端，各种的世上的罪，都进到教会去了。
On the outside, there was the pressures from the Roman Empire, from the Jewish faith, as well as internally there were sects and cults and sins that were overcoming the church.
连约翰这个使徒跟过主耶稣的，有的教会都不接待他，把他赶出门外。
And even John, an apostle of the Lord, some churches didn't accept him and kicked him out.
我想主耶稣哦不，使徒约翰也许在那祷告对主，该怎么办？
Maybe at that time, John, I believe, would have been praying before the Lord and asking him for wisdom.
但是忽然有个主日。
And then one day,
主耶稣向他显现出来。
The Lord showed himself in a vision to him.
我们知道这是在启示录里，在拔摩海岛的异象。
As we see in Revelation.
主耶稣把他那在天上大祭司的形象向约翰显现了出来。
And he showed himself as the high priest from heaven to John.
约翰看到这个形象，马上扑倒在地，像死了一样。
And as soon as John saw this, he lay prostrate before the Lord as if dead.
主耶稣对他说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。”
And the Lord told him, "Do not fear. I am the first and the last."
我曾经死过。看了我又活了，直活到永永远远。
I was dead, but now I have been raised, and I will be alive forever.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And I have the key to death and Hades.
然后主耶稣让约翰写了七封信给当时的七个教会。
And then the Lord asked John to write seven letters to the seven churches.
每封信里，主都呼召得胜者。
And each letter, God called the churches to become overcomers.
在这张神让我们看见什么？
What do we see in these letters?
我们的软弱，环境的逼迫，环境的凶恶，仇敌的攻击，这个绝对不能成为我们啊下沉、退缩啊我们停止的原因。
Our weaknesses, the external pressures that we see, these things cannot be a reason for us to shrink back and cower in fear.
主耶稣不接受这样子的借口。
Jesus does not accept this excuse.
主耶稣让我们看见他的旨意是在这个黑暗的时代让我们去得胜。
Rather, he shows us that his purpose is for us to overcome in these dark times.
不仅仅是得救而已。
Not merely to just be saved.
不仅仅是好像是爬到天堂的门槛而已。
Not as to be crawling to the gates of heaven.
要我们做一个什么？征服者。
But to be an overcomer.
战胜你原有的环境。
To overcome the surroundings that we live in.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个得胜者的呼召不光是一个呼召。
Because the calling of the overcomer is not merely a calling.
它更是一个应许。
But it's a promise.
我不知道大家，我每次读到这个呼召，我觉得非常的振奋。
Whenever I read this calling, I am excited.
这个呼召里说明什么问题？神在暗示什么？
What does this calling mean?
首先，他知道我们的光景。
First, he knows our condition.
他知道你多软弱。
He knows you and me and how weak we are.
他知道仇敌有多么多么厉害。
He knows how strong the enemy is.
他也知道你可能会失败的。
And he knows that we will fail.
但是另一方面，他让我们看到。
But on the other hand, he helps us see.
你一定可以得胜。
You will for sure overcome.
他保证了你可以得胜。
He promises you will overcome.
因为神绝对不会让我们做我们不能做的。
Because God will not let us do what we cannot.
当他呼召得胜者的时候，告诉我们，你是可以得胜的。
When he calls the overcomers, he also gives us this promise that you will overcome.
他不让我们去得着那个次好的。
He doesn't let us take what is not good.
他要让我们得着那最好的。
He doesn't want us to take just what is good, but what is best.
并且这句话告诉我们。他的救恩，他的能力啊，浩大到这种程度，即使在最黑暗的时候，你都可以战胜。
In addition, his promise of overcoming tells us that even in our darkest times, even in our weakest times, his power is enough to overcome.
所以说，这个给我们非常的激励。
So this is an encouragement to us.
和我相信。在这个时代，神给我们的旨意是什么？得胜的，去得胜。
And so I believe that during this time, the calling, the promise that God has given us is to overcome.
这方告诉我们，神他所能给你的，已经全给你了。
What God has promised, He has already completely given to you.
现在是你怎么应用这些恩赐啊？
How do you use that promise and that grace?
去实行出来的时候。
To live out his calling for you.
我们有责任。
We have an obligation.
Yeah. 另外的话，我想得胜者，这个呼召这个原则并不是新约才有的，很多弟兄姊妹都给我们分享过，延长的弟兄。
We know that this promise and this calling of the overcomer is not actually just found in the New Testament. We've heard brothers share about other places where we see this promise.
这在旧约里啊，就是那个渔民的原则。
This is the concept of the remnant in the Old Testament.
神工作的原则一直都不会改变的。
God's working and his principles have never changed.
要在旧约当中，旧约的时代，神百姓啊，普遍全都失败了。
In the Old Testament, we see that the Israelites, they failed.
不管是以色列国、犹大国，全部不能满足神的心意。
Whether the kingdom of Israel or the kingdom of Judah, neither were able to fulfill God's demands.
最后全被神审判，被掳去了，成为无有。
They were all judged by the Lord and became exiles.
但是神在每个时代他留了一部分人是忠心的。
However, in every generation, the Lord kept a remnant for himself.
正是这般渔民呢，他回来重建了圣殿。
And this remnant was the one who returned to Israel to rebuild the temple.
如果我们的盼望在以色列全体身上，我们都会失望的，对不对？
If our hope is on the entire group of the kingdom of Israel, we would be disappointed.
但神的托付在啥？在这般渔民的身上。
But God's burden lies on this group of remnants.
可以这样说，这些得胜者，每个教会的得胜者，怎么样？在神面前代表这个教会。
Maybe we can say that the overcomers in the church, they represent this remnant.
如果得胜者能够得胜，可以说神就认这个教会得胜了。
If the remnants, if the overcomers can overcome, then the Lord will see that the church has overcome.
你看启示录那七个教会，每个教会都有很大的问题。
We see in Revelation the seven churches, every church had its shortcomings.
甚至有拜偶像。
Some worshiped idols.
有明显的罪。
Some had clear sins.
但是呢，神仍然在每个这样子教会中呼召一般人。
But even in these churches, the Lord called a remnant of overcomers
来为他持守。
To be for him.
你想，别推亚推拉教会。
In the church of Thyatira.
我们说，很多人说这个预表的现在的天主教会。
Is that the right translation, Thyatira? Some might say that represents the Catholic Church.
多么黑暗啊！
A dark church.
他们有拜偶像，有非常有撒旦的深奥之理，你知道吧？在这个教会中
，which may have worshipped idols and Satan.
但是神在这个教会中仍然呼召得胜者。
But even in this church, the Lord has overcomers.
神有没有让他们就离开吧？到别的教会去。
The Lord has not let them just to be forgone.
没有，神让他，你不要随大流，你要对神自己的真理忠心。
But the Lord encouraged them to not follow idols, but to be true to the Lord Himself.
他说，对那些，对于你们其余的人。就是不从那教训，不明白撒旦深奥之理的。他说：“我不把别的担子放在你身上，但你已经有的，总要持守。”
He tells them the ones who are dedicated to the Lord to strengthen what remains.
并且主，你看给他的应许有多大。
You can see the Lord's burden for these people.
这些得胜者他们所遇到的挑战呢，比那些从那个环境中出来的人挑战更大。
For these overcomers, the difficulties that they experienced were even greater than other believers.
一方面嘛，他要持守神纯正的真理，不去随从那些错误的东西。
On one hand, they needed to stay true to the Lord and not be beholden to incorrect teaching.
另外呢，他要在主里面竭力保守主耶稣身体的合一。
But they also needed to look to the unity of the body of Christ.
他并不把就切断跟其他的弟兄姊妹。
And the Spirit of the Lord Jesus doesn't just want a division in the body of Christ.
他们在神面里极其的宝贵。
So they are precious before the Lord.
是他们这帮人在神面前持守着教会的纯正，教会的真实。
And these brothers and sisters were dedicated to the truth of the gospel.
但他所受的压力、挑战，那是极其巨大的。
Although the pressures that they experienced and the difficulties they experienced were truly great.
但有人如果这样持守到底，
But those who persevered to the very end,
神要把那得胜者的奖赏给他。
The crown of the overcomer would be given to them.
因为这个只有靠着基督极丰富的恩典才能做到的。
Because only by the grace of the Lord Jesus can this be done.
这个，所以说这个就是余数的原则。
So this is the principle of the remnant.
每个教会神都呼召这些得胜者。
And in every church, God calls this overcomer.
不要抱怨教会里有多少难处，指责别人。No, 不要这样做。
We're not to complain about the difficulties in the church.
神都知道。
God knows.
神把你放在那地方，目的是让你持守，让你做一个见证。
God has placed you where you are to be a testimony.
这样的话，他保守整个教会不被堕落。
And in doing so, you can preserve the entire church.
保守教会还有一点光出来。
And preserve the light in the church.
好的，我时间到了，我其他的我就简单给大家说一下就行了。
My time is up. I'll just briefly summarize.
既然神在这末世的旨意是让我们做得胜者。
Since God's calling for us during in these dark times is to become an overcomer.
每个人有耳可听的就应当听。
Those who have ears to hear, then hear.
每个人要做一个，要有这个得胜者的心智。
Everyone needs to have the heart of an overcomer.
你能不能得胜，不知道。
Will you overcome? You may not know.
但是你有没有这个心智？你要不要得胜？
But do you want to overcome? Do you have this heart? It's very important.
就像保罗对提摩太所说的后书所说的那些话。
Just like the words that Paul said in 2 Timothy.
我儿啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
You need to be strengthened in the spirit of the Lord Jesus.
在这个时代，你要刚强起来。
In this time, you need to be strong.
要同他同受苦难。
And suffer together.
Yeah, 这个心智非常重要。我们很容易就失掉这个心智了。
It's easy for us to lose this heart.
所以说，保罗鼓励提摩太，你要把当初我按手在你头上那个恩赐呢，如火的眺望起来。
So Paul tells Timothy to be reminded of the faith that is in him.
我们的问题就是说，我们里面圣灵的火熄了。没有圣灵的火。
Maybe the fire of the spirit.
没有圣灵的火，你做什么见证
？Is not present, and how can we then be a testimony for him?
但神应许你，你想眺望就能眺望。
But God will stir up that spirit in us.
把这个圣灵的火眺望起来。
And to stir up the spirit of the flames of the spirit in us.
这是对我自己说的，不是。不光是对弟兄，对我自己说的。
I'm speaking these words to myself, because I need to hear these words.
一定要这个心智。
We have to have this spirit.
神所赐给我们不是胆怯的灵，而是什么？刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。
God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love and discipline.
这个灵非常重要。
This spirit is essential.
这个灵是谁的灵？这是什么灵呢？
And whose spirit is that?
就是加勒的灵，约书亚的灵。
This is the spirit of Judah. This is the spirit. Also, this is the spirit of Caleb.
这个灵跟当时以色列那个恶会众的灵多么不一样，你知道吧？
How different is the spirit than that the spirit of Israel who rebelled?
这个是真正的信心的灵。
This is the true spirit of faith.
是神所喜悦的灵。
The spirit that the Lord is satisfied in.
但是那个会众啊，要用石头打死的灵。
But this is
那个会众要 stone， 就是那个恶会众要把他们俩打死的。
But the spirit that wanted to stone somebody.
所以说，我们一定要持守这个灵。
So we need to pursue this spirit.
另外啊，心智。另外我本来想讲有三点啊，我就提一下。第一点。
Briefly，
在这个时代战胜罪恶，战胜罪。
In this，
这我对我自己说的啊， yeah。
In this time， in these times， there's much sin。
罪恶蔓延了，我们每个人都会有很多的试探，不小心就落在里面。
And it's easy for us to get entangled in it。
但是我们一定不能轻忽罪，一定在这个时代对付每个人自己身上的罪。
But we have to overcome the sin in our own lives。
得胜在这方面。
And overcome in this way。
另外，在我们生活的各个环境得胜。
And then also overcome in our daily lives and the
家庭生活
and our families and our work.
我们碰到多少难处啊？
Whatever difficulties we come across.
靠着神的恩典，每个环境中去战胜。
By the grace of the Lord, we can overcome.
不只是在外面有些聚会而已，一定在生活的每个角落经历神。
Not just have these meetings, but we need to overcome in our daily lives.
第三点当然是最重要的，也就是。因为敌基督的灵的目的就是要反对基督，把基督那崇高的地位把它抹杀了。
And because the final point is because the spirit of the Antichrist wants to go up against the spirit of Christ.
如果反对不了，那就用别的方法来代替基督。
If he's unable to overcome the spirit of Christ, he'll try to replace Christ.
所以每个得胜者。一定要心智，无论在什么情况下，让基督在凡事上做主掌权。
So every overcomer needs to allow the Spirit of Christ to be king and sovereign over every part of our lives.
不让别的任何的人事物代替基督的地位。
To not allow anything or any person to take the place of Christ in our lives.
这样子才能得胜。
And in this way, you can overcome.
好，我的分享就到这。
Yeah. And my sharing here.
我们感谢主，借着弟兄来再次提醒我们，主在呼召得胜者。
We praise the Lord that through our brother, the Lord reminded us once again, and has called us to be overcomers.
愿我们弟兄姐妹都能够常常来纪念主的话。
And may brothers and sisters continue to remember the word of the Lord.
我们接下来再交通一些主的话。
And following, we'll have some more sharing on the word of God.
那我记得我来到2022年的时候，一月的时候。我讲说，我们进入2022年了。
And I remember at the beginning of 2022, I mentioned that we were entering into this new year.
那现在好像一转眼，现在我们来到十二月。
And it feels like in a blink of an eye, we have come to December.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But we are children of God.
我们发现说，在这从岁首到年终，是我们的神在看顾我们。
That no matter what life stage we are in, throughout the times that the Lord is looking out for us.
所以我们应该来感谢我们的神。
So we should praise the Lord.
所以这次在主面前寻求的时候，主就把这句经节放在我心里。
So as I was meditating before the Lord, He gave me a couple verses.
这节经文我相信弟兄姐妹都知道。
And this Bible verse in particular, I trust that all brothers and sisters are very familiar with it.
我也觉得应该大家都会背。
And I trust that many of you can memorize it.
因为并不用刻意去背, 但是好像就背得起来。
And even if you don't try to memorize it, you can memorize it.
那在这一方面有点像约翰福音3章16节。
And it's very similar to John 3:16.
约翰福音3章16节说, 神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生。
And in John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
因为我的经验里面,我并没有去刻意要背约翰福音3章16节。
In my own experience, I haven't really gone to specifically memorize John 3:16.
但是好像很容易就,这些经文就很容易背下来。
But it seems like very simply that it can be memorized very easily.
那我们今天交通这些经文呢,是中文是只有七个字。
And the verse that we are going to be sharing on today in the Chinese translation, there's only 7 words.
那我看了英文两个版本是10个英文字。
And in the English translation, there's about 10 words.
而且我说弟兄姐妹一定会知道，是因为当初我们蒙恩得救的时候。
And I say that brothers and sisters might recognize it because at the beginning of our faith and our salvation.
我们那时候圣灵一定会感动。 我们周遭弟兄姊妹说要读圣经。
And I trust that the Spirit reminded brothers and sisters to read the Word.
那我们那时候蒙恩得救时，我们知道我们心是柔软的。
And when we were first saved, we know that our hearts are weak.
因为若是心刚硬的话，不可能接受主做我们的救主。
And if our hearts are softened, and if they are hard, then we cannot accept the Lord into our hearts.
所以我们心柔软，所以弟兄姐妹这样劝勉我们，我们也会照做。
And so when we are reminded by other brothers and sisters, then we can obey. And so through the Lord's grace, I want to remind brothers and sisters once again, that even though we might have believed in the Lord for a while, that we still need to read the Word of God. So, but no matter what, when we read the Word of God, we open the Bible. And if we start from the first page, and so maybe brothers and sisters know what verse I'll be sharing on today. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我觉得圣灵在安排圣经66卷里面非常的奇妙。
And in the 66 books of the Bible, it has been ordered in a very specific way.
因为圣灵把创世纪放在第一卷。
And they have put Genesis as the very beginning.
我们读的时候，我们知道说这是神他有他的美奇妙的意思。
And when we read it, we know that there is a perfect plan from God.
因为这些经文告诉我们，或者说告诉世人，有神。
And in this verse, it tells us and it tells others that there is a God.
那对于我们神人里，我们觉得说这实在是非常宝贵。
And for us who believe, we know that this is something very precious.
因为在这里说神创造天地。
And it says here, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
而神这个字在原文里面叫做 Elohim.
And in the original translation, this word God is translated as Elohim.
这原文哈，这个字其实是一个奥秘。
And the translation of this word is a mystery.
因为这个字它本身是一个复数字，就是多数。
Because it is a plural noun.
就好像说我们,
it's just like saying us.
但是呢,
but God does not want us to have a false interpretation.
所以这字虽然是一个多数的字,
so even though this word Elohim is a plural,
但是神一直提醒我们说神只是独一的真神。
But God is reminding us that he is a singular and only one God.
我们知道在出埃及记3章14节那里有说到。
And we are reminded in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
神对摩西说, 我是自有拥有的。
And God said to Moses, I am who I am.
这里弟兄姐妹注意到这是用单数的我。
And it says here in a singular, I am.
所以神告诉我们说, 神是独一的神。
So God is telling us here that he is the only one God.
同样的在神要继续说他特别在十诫里面的第一诫也是这样提醒我们。
And following in the Ten Commandments later in the book, the Lord reminds us.
因为神说我是耶和华你的神。
I am the Lord your God.
这也就是说我是耶和华你的Elohim。
I am the Lord your Elohim.
又说除了我以外,
你不可有别的神。
And he says following, you shall not have no other gods before me.
所以神在这里告诉我们说，虽然神这个原文这个字是多数的字，
So even though this word Elohim is a plural word,
但神却是独一的真神。
But God is reminding us that he is the one and only God.
所以我们可能会想说，那为什么神用这个多数这个字，这个神这个字呢？
So then,We may ask the question, why is he using this plural word Elohim?
所以我们感谢神，神是说话的神。
But we praise the Lord that he speaks to us.
所以当我们读完旧约跟新约的整本圣经之后，
So after we have read the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New,
那我们现在都知道神有父、子、圣灵三位。
We know that the Lord, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但是父子圣灵他们三位的，我们说他们有思想的话，他们思想是一样的。
And in this trinity they have one thought.
如果他们有什么行动，他们行动是一样的。
And when they act they have a singular action.
如果是有他们有什么旨意，他们旨意是一样的。
And if they have a
旨意 will.
Will. If they have a will it's a singular will.
所以父子圣灵在他们可以说是完全一样的。
So in this Trinity, we can say that they are all the same.
所以为什么神说我是神？
So that is why he says, I am the Lord your God.
当然，我们也直觉上也可以感觉到说神用复数这个字也是有意思。
And it's very interesting that the Lord also uses these plural words.
我们直觉上可以说因为神是一个丰富的神。
Because we can also say that our God is a God of abundance.
但是我们也知道说神真是我们现在完全了明白，就是神是有父、子、圣灵三位的。
But we also come to understand the Lord our God as one who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
事实上，我们知道，我们读主耶稣基督的话，他自己也说过这句话。
And when we read the word of our Lord Jesus, we are also reminded.
约翰福音十四章十节。
That in John chapter 14 verse 10,
主说：“我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？”
He says, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?"
因为主在这里说了一句非常重要的真理。
And the Lord Jesus here is speaking of a very wonderful truth.
因为这个真理就是主与父，主和他的父神是合一的。
And that truth is that He is in the Father, and the Father is in Him.
所以我们实在感谢神。
So we praise the Lord.
因为神实在是非常奇妙的神。
That the Lord is an awesome God.
非常伟大的神。
And he is a great God.
好，我们今天播本的第一首诗歌就是伟大的神。
And the first hymn that we sang during breaking of bread was How Great Thou Art.
所以当我们看见神在创世纪第一章第一节告诉我们说神创造天地，这个神我们在仔细读之下我们发现真是神是奇妙的神。
So in Genesis chapter 1 when God created the heavens and the earth we can see what an awesome and powerful God he is.
因为在我们人的感觉里面我们会制造出很多神来。
Because in our own personal feelings, we might interpret God in many different ways.
好像说希腊的神话里面有各式各样的神。
And just like in Greek mythology, there are many different gods.
有几个神的名字在《使徒行传》里面有提过。
And in the New Testament, it mentions many of these Greek gods.
像《使徒行传》提到在以弗所那个地方有一个Artemis, 雅迪米神。
And in the city of Ephesus, that there is this god Artemis.
那这雅迪米神就是希腊神话里面的一个神。
And this is a Greek god that they worship.
那我们中国人也喜欢制造出很多神。
And in the Chinese culture, there's also many different gods.
好像门有门神，门 door.
Door. There's a god of doors.
管钱财的有财神。
And there's a god of
money.
Money.
那但是在新约里面，神借着保罗已经告诉我们说，这些都是偶像。
But in the New Testament, through Paul, God is reminding us that these are all idols.
这些偶像有口不能言。
excuse me. That there is many different
they have mouth, they cannot speak.
Mouths that cannot speak.
他们有耳朵，但不能听。
But there are ears who cannot hear.
所以这些都是人造出来的偶像。
And so these are all man-made idols.
但是神启示我们说神创造天地。
But God is reminding us that he is the God who created the heavens and
the earth. 这位神也是爱我们的神。
And this is a God who loves us.
也是我们今天聚在这里我们敬拜的对象。
And this is the one who we worship here.
也是这位神也是我们今天在这里我们聚会的中心。
And this is the God that has the true center here today.
所以感谢神，神创造天地。
So we praise the Lord that He created the heavens and the earth.
那这些经文又讲到说起初。
And this, in this verse, it also speaks on the beginning.
我们有在想说神怎么没有一个时间。
And sometimes I wonder why God has put this time in.
比如说千万年以前。
And maybe He should have put 1,000 years ago.
或者说百万年以前
or a couple million years ago.
但神说起初
but he says in the beginning.
所以我想我们要了解这句话，我们来读一，我们可以用以赛亚书57章15节来帮助我们。
And in order to use to understand this in the beginning, we can turn to Isaiah 57:15.
因为那里说，因为那至高至大住在永远。
It says, For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity.
我们这位伟大的神
And our great and mighty God.
他是住在永远里的
He inhabits eternity.
所以我们注意到当初神创造天地的时候
So we noticed that when God created the heavens and the earth.
那时候还没有人
And there was no humans.
所以我们也知道事实上时间这个观念是后来神为人所创造的。
And so we can understand that this concept of time is something that God created for us.
所以当那很久很久以前还没有时间的时候，神创造天地。
And so before time, God created the heavens and the earth.
所以神就用这句话说起初。
And so He uses this phrase in
the beginning. 那时候还没有时间的观念。
Because there was no concept of time yet.
那这也告诉我一个非常重要的一个神给我们的启示。
And so this is a wonderful revelation that we have before God.
我们的神是永远的神。
And our God is one of eternity.
我们神的生命是永远的生命。
And our life before Him is an eternal life.
所以今天我们蒙恩得救了。
And so now we are saved.
神赐给我们这个生命，弟兄姐妹，我们不要小看，这是永远的生命。
And God has blessed us with this life. May we not look lightly upon this eternal life.
这个永远的生命是直活到永永远远的。
And this eternal life will last into eternity.
因为我刚才你说过，时间是为人设立的。
We mentioned earlier that time is a concept constructed by man.
所以我们弟兄也告诉我们，一旦天重新开始的时候，就没有时间的观念了。
So once we have entered into eternity, there is no concept of time.
因为我们那时候可以永永远远和我们的主和我们的父神在一起。
And that in eternity that we can be with the Father and He can be with us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们想到这的时候，我们实在应该要把感谢赞美来归给我们的神。
So when we think of this, we can give our Lord God the power and praise.
所以刚才有首诗歌说我们受造是的神创造我们
And just like the hymn that we sang earlier that yes the Lord created us
所以我们受造就是为了赞美神
And we were created to praise him
所以盼望我们弟兄姐妹我们永远记得我们要常常来歌颂神赞美神敬拜神
May we as brothers and sisters continually be reminded to praise and worship our God
所以不仅是我们一起聚集的时候团体的敬拜
That it isn't just when we meet together as a corporate body.
我们每天的生活里面，我们应当也要常常纪念神，感谢他。
But that in our daily lives, that we can continue to worship and praise Him.
借着我们的主耶稣基督，把感谢赞美献给我们的神。
And that through our Lord Jesus, that we can offer our praises and worship to Him.
我相信我们回头看2022年的时候
，I trust that when we look back on 2022,
我们仍然有经过很多不同阶段的喜怒哀乐，就是高兴的事，生气的事。或是叫你悲伤的事，或叫你快乐的事。
That we have gone through many highs and lows and many different situations in our lives.
但是当我们想到我们是神的儿女
，But when we think of how we are children of God,
我们有神的生命
，When we have the life of our Lord Jesus,
这是一个永远的生命
，This is an eternal life.
所以我们应当把感谢赞美献给他
，So we can give our praises and worship unto Him.
那我们再接下来看这节经文讲说神创造天地。
And so following in this verse, it says that he created the heavens and the earth.
我们来读一下诗篇115:16。
And so let's turn to Psalms 115:16.
这里讲得很清楚。
It says here clearly.
天是耶和华的天，地他却给了世人。
The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of mankind.
我们刚才已经注意到这一点。
And we have mentioned this part earlier.
因为当神创造天地的时候，那时候他还没有造人。
When God created the heavens and the earth, He had not yet created man.
所以当我们思想这句话的时候，我们真是感觉到神实在是非常的奇妙。
And so when we think of this, we can truly see what a marvelous God he is.
因为诗篇 这句话告诉我们说，这个地是神给世人的。
Because in this verse, we see here that the earth has been given to the sons of man.
但在神还没有造人之前，神却先造了地。
But before God created man, he created the earth.
所以我们真是感谢神。
So we praise the Lord.
神是有旨意的神。
That he is a God who has a plan.
当他在起初创造天地的时候。
That in Genesis, in the beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth.
神就以我们世人，把我们世人放在他的心里面了。
That he had a plan for man.
所以他创造天地，他知道这个地，他要给世人居住的。
And he created the earth, and that earth was to be given to the sons of man.
所以我们后来读到圣经新约的时候，我们发现真是神又再启示保罗。
So when we turn, read into the New Testament, that God has given this revelation to the Apostle Paul.
因为有一句话在以弗所书一章四节，那是非常非常宝贵的话。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, this is a very precious word.
因为有时候我们在波饼聚会里面，我们听到弟兄姊妹祷告，也用这句话。
And in breaking of bread meeting, that sometimes brothers and sisters will use this verse as a prayer.
这句话是说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
And it says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
所以这些经文跟我们刚才读创世纪一章一节是非常的吻合。
So this verse that we just read in Ephesians pairs very closely with this verse in Genesis 1:1.
神创造天地的时候还没有造人。
That before the foundations of the world, before the creation of man,
但神已经把我们放在他的心里面。
That God has placed us within his heart.
而且不仅如此，神也在基督里，就在他里面拣选了我们。
And not only this, but that he has chosen us in his son Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们还没有出生了。
So brothers and sisters, before we were even born,
这时候还那时候还没有时间的观念。
Before there was even a concept of time,
那是在起初的起初。
In the beginning of beginnings,
结果神就想到我们。
God thought of us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们如果思想下去，我们知道我们是何等蒙爱的，被神所爱的儿女。
And when we think on this, we can truly see that we are a people who are loved by God.
所以为什么说我们经过这一年下来，我们真的觉得说我们应当多多来感谢神、赞美神。
So when we look back on this year, may we continue to give God the praise and the worship and the glory.
所以我们要对神有什么回报吗
？So how do we respond to God?
我觉得我们孙兄在讲到这教会是金灯台的时候，曾经用以弗所教会起初的爱这句话。
And our brother's son, when he was sharing with us, he reminded us of how we are the lampstands.Before God.
在以弗所教会那里，神有提醒他们说要恢复起初的爱。
And that to the church of Ephesus, that he reminded them to enter and return to the first love.
起初爱就是说，真是真心的爱神。
And it's that
truly love.
The true and first love.
那我们弟兄也提醒我们一个非常实际的一个做法。
And our brother reminded us of practical way.
那就是当你爱一个人的时候，你会想要满足他的需要。
That when you love someone, that you want to fulfill and satisfy their needs.
你不是满足自己的需要。
That you aren't satisfying yourself.
所以你爱他，所以你愿意看看他需要什么，然后你帮他预备。
So when you love someone, you see what they need and you prepare that for them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们当然不要误会说神好像需要我们帮他什么。
And brothers and sisters, please do not be, do not incorrectly think that God needs us to do anything for him.
只是因为我们爱神。
But because we love him.
所以我们就思想说神究竟还有什么心意他想要完成的。
Can we truly meditate, how we can think on what God's plan and purpose is?And what he deems to accomplish.
当我们读到创世纪第一章第一节，看到神是何等伟大的神，何等爱我们的神。
And in Genesis 1:1, we see how God is so great and how much he loves us.
所以，当我们愿意对他有所回报的时候
，And so may we truly have this response.
那我们就想说，哦，主啊，你的心意是什么？
Can we truly ask the question, what is your heart, God?
所以我们要来满足主的需要。
And may we truly satisfy his desires.
当然我们也知道说主现在有一个最大的一个最后的一个计划。
And we know that the Lord has a one last word before us.
就是他要装把他的教会制造成一个美成为一个美丽的心腹。
And that he is preparing this church to be a beautiful bride.
那我们都是在我们就是我们聚在一起我们是他的教会。
And as we gather together, we are that church.
所以我们祷告我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们各每个人都愿意真是顺服在主的权柄底下。
So may our prayers be that we can be a people who are obedient to fall and submit before him.
这就是满足主的需要。
And this is to submit and to satisfy his need.
这也是我们表达我们向主向我们的神的爱。
And that is how we can respond to his love.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
好，我们最后再点祷告。
And let's have a further word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们实在感谢你。
And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为甚至在创立世界以前，你就纪念我们。
And that before the creation of this world, that you have thought of us.
然后在时间里面，你的确离开了天上，来到人间。
And that in time that you left your heavenly throne to come amongst us.
你也顺服了父神的旨意，真是在十字架上为我们舍命流血。
That you obeyed the Father's will and you came and you died upon the cross for our sins.
主啊，我们感谢你。
So Lord Jesus, we thank you.
今天早晨我们再次可以来支取你宝贵的血。
And that this morning that we can partake of your precious blood.
你的血洁净我们一切的不义。
And that may your sins truly wash us clean.
主啊，这恩典何等的大。
And what a wonderful grace this is.
哦，愿我们对你的爱也有适当的回应。
May we truly respond to your love.
愿你速速做成你的工作。
And may you do the work in each and every one of us.
愿你早日的能够回来，也迎娶你的教会。
And that you can come quickly to return back to your church.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢主早上与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence here this morning.
我们要再把感谢来归给你。
And we once again want to give you our praise and worship.
我们要再把敬拜归给你。
And we give you our praise and our honor.
我们要再把荣耀归给你。
And we give you all of the glory.
因为这是你配得的。
Because you alone are worthy.
也唯有你是那一个独一的真神。
Because you are the one true God.
谢谢主带领我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for leading us.
感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们感谢主今天早上带领我们来到他的面前。
And praise the Lord that he has called us to gather before his presence this morning.
好，我们接下来有一点报告。
And following, we'll have some announcements.
报告之前，我们仍然先欢迎如果第一次来到会所聚会的弟兄姐妹或朋友们。
And before we have some announcements, we would like to welcome anyone who's here amongst us for the first time.
从我右手边开始。
Starting on my right-hand side.
有没有是第一次来的？
Is there anyone who's here for the first time?
如果没有的话，我们换到左手边。
If not, we can move to my left-hand side.
好，都来过哈。
We've all been here before.
好，那我们下来，接下来有几件事情报告。
And following, we have some short announcements.
我们要来的星期二是祷告聚会。
And our Tuesday, we have our regular prayer meeting.
那中文组的弟兄姐妹们在要来礼拜二是一个合并的分组的祷告聚会。
And the brothers and sisters in the Chinese group will be having a combination prayer meeting.
我们这个月的组别的合并跟上个月是一样的。
And the format of this combination is the same as last time.
所以这一次中文组是第一组和十二组合并。
And group 1 and 12 will be together.
第二组和十三组。
And group 2 and 13.
第三组和第九组。
Group 3 and 19?
9. 下来是第四组和第七组和第八组。
And group 4, 7, and 8 will be together.
第五和第十。
5 and 10.
第六和十一。
And 6 and 11.
我们请弟兄姐妹多多参加这些祷告聚会。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to enter into the prayer meeting.
那周五和周六的读经聚会照常。
And the Friday night and Saturday Bible study will be the same.
周五和周六都是混合模式的聚会。
And they are all in hybrid mode.
好，我们要来的这个星期五开始，我们有冬令会。
And this coming Friday will be our winter conference.
时间是星期五晚上7:30到9:00。
And it will begin Friday night at 7:30 to 9:00.
那星期六请弟兄们注意一下，是早上的10:00到11:30。
And the Saturday message will be in the morning from 10 to 11:30.
然后主日就是12月25号早上，我们是照常的聚会。
And next Sunday, December 25th, will be the regular meeting times.
今年冬令会是从 Houston 来的中里元弟兄释放信息。
And our winter conference, our brother Philip Zhang from Houston will be sharing with us.
玛丽弟兄翻译。
And our brother Li Ma will be interpreting.
这一次聚会的主题是主耶稣见证的恢复。
And the theme of this conference will be recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
有关的经文是从尼希米记出来。
And this will be based from the book of Nehemiah.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们，也许在这一周也稍微读一下尼希米记。
And so we encourage brothers and sisters that throughout this week that you can read into the book of Nehemiah.
那我们这次冬令会的三堂信息呢，都是混合模式。
And all three meetings of the winter conference will be in hybrid format.
当我们欢迎弟兄姐妹都来到会所。
But we strongly encourage brothers and sisters to come to the church building. 但如果
你身体如果有任何软弱或是不舒服或是有任何症状的话，我们请你在家里线上参加。
But if you do feel ill or have any symptoms, we do ask you to stay home.
那冬令会的链接跟我们平常主日用的链接是一样的。
And the link for the messages will be the same as the Sunday
message link. 所以弟兄姐妹可以来到我们聚会的网站上，可以看到那个链接。
And brothers and sisters can go online to find that link.
我们也请弟兄姐妹们，我们青少年的退休会祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to also pray for the winter retreat for the youth.
他们今天下午要出发到营地。
And starting from this afternoon, that they will be going to a campsite.
然后星期二中午，然后结束。
And it will end on Tuesday.
我们请弟兄姐妹在祷告中纪念这一次他们的退休会。
So we do ask brothers and sisters to pray for their retreat.
这次有从加州来的 Dave Peng 弟兄释放信息。
And our brother Dave Peng from California will be sharing.
他要从但以理书交通生命的光。
And he will be sharing from the book of Daniel, the light of life.
好，请弟兄姐妹为这个聚会祷告。
And so we pray for this meeting.
好，叫这些青少年弟兄姊妹，他们真是可以在主里面有美好的得着。
That the youth can truly have and gain from the Lord himself.
也请弟兄姐妹为他们去和回的平安路程祷告。
And we do also pray for their travels.
那我们请弟兄姐妹纪念我们吴和西弟兄的吴和西弟兄的家人。
And we do ask brothers and sisters to remember the family members of our brother Jose Wu.
因为我们亲爱的姊妹吴林奇兰师母与上个主日安息主怀。
And our sister Ellen Wu went to rest in the Lord last Sunday.
我们今天弟兄姊妹纪念她的家人。
And so we do ask that brothers and sisters remember our sister's family in her prayers.
我们最后有对于财务奉献的一点提醒。
And just a reminder for our offerings.
如果你希望你的奉献的收据是纳在今年的2022年的报税里面，你希望你在今年年底前把你的奉献来投入奉献箱。
And if our brothers and sisters want the offerings to be reflected on the taxes for the 2022 year, we ask that you please offer before the end of the year.
那我们今年最后一次的主日聚会是25号，所以如果下个主日如果你要投入奉献箱是可以的。
And the last meeting of the 2022 year will be on December 25th.
那如果你是线上奉献的话，请你在12月30号，就是星期五之前，能够把奉献送出来。
And if you're offering online, we ask that you please offer before December 30th.
那当然就是这是你如果希望是在纳入今年的报税收据里面要这样做。
And that is if you desire that to be reflected on your taxes for 2022.
好，我们的报告就停在这里。
And this will end our announcements.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹自由的散去。
And brothers and sisters can please be dismissed.
Amen.
Thank you.